Hello, I'm Yvonne Halling from bedandbreakfastcoach.com, and in this video today I'm going to talk about the truth that no one is coming to save you. Let me ask you this, does this sound familiar to you? I just received my automatic renewal notice from TripAdvisor. Last year, 475. This year, 720. I called today to cancel and was offered a reduction to 525, but I'm still going to cancel. I used Booking.com for a year and cancelled with them, changing to TripConnect, which actually ended up costing more than Booking's 20% commission. A week or so ago, I got caught in a weak moment on the phone and paid $250 to a company who promised me my very own marker on a map of B&Bs in my area. Help. Unquote. If I had a dollar, pound, euro for every email that I get like that that hits my inbox, I'd be a very rich woman indeed. The problem, as I see it, is not that this person has paid too much of her hard-won cash on services that haven't worked. The problem is that she believes that someone or something else out there is going to save her, and they're not. Companies like TripAdvisor, Booking.com, Airbnb, Expedia, etc. have their own agendas. And while it's beneficial to list with them to gain online exposure, we cannot rely on them entirely to keep us booked. The only way out of the stranglehold is to take back your power. Stop paying them unnecessarily and instead find a way to attract guests yourself. Using OTAs, TripAdvisor, etc. in the beginning, but then build relationships with guests yourself. Invite them to return yourself. Provide valuable products and services for them yourself. Be their trusted advisor for your area yourself. And then learn how to find more of them yourself. Here's some pointers to get you started. Number one, decide on who is your ideal guests. What do they come for? What do they ask about? What are their needs? Where can you find them online? And how are you going to connect with them? You may have groups of ideal guests who come for different reasons and at different times, and this is okay. Keep in mind though, that each group has different needs, so you must be conscious that we welcome families with dogs may not appeal to your business travellers who bring you regular business during the week, every week. Next, tweak your website so that it speaks the language of your ideal guests. Make it about them, not about you. Try not to appeal to everyone, but appeal deeply to your ideal guests, the ones you want to welcome. This doesn't mean that you have to turn people away, but you will be focused on attracting more of your ideal guests. Once you're clear on who you want to serve, then ask them what else they would love to buy from you, and then develop more products and services based on what they want. You want to have a system in place so that everybody who books with you is immediately aware of your additional products and services. Ask for reviews and referrals and let your guests know why this is so important to you as a small business. If they've had a good time and they love what you do, they'll happily write reviews for you and they'll refer their friends and family, as well as come back themselves from time to time. So stay in touch with your past guests and work on attracting more of them by using the social media platforms and blogging and videos and groups and forums. Be sure to be offering something valuable in your interactions. Come from a place of giving rather than trying to get. Take off your B&B owner hat and put on your marketer hat just for a couple of hours every day and watch your business change and grow. It's not enough to be brilliant at running a B&B, guest house or inn. You've also got to be brilliant at letting people know about you. It's not difficult to do, but it does take a decision to do it. And once you've made that decision, everything will become so much easier for you. I'm taking a stand for all B&B owners, guest house owners, innkeepers, and small hotel owners worldwide. You've got the power. You really have. If you'd like to know more about how to implement all of this in your business, in your way, then register now for my next masterclass by clicking on the link below. In the masterclass, I'll show you how easy and fun it is to run your business your way, using technology and systems. So click below now to register, and I'll see you there.